This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
This is a big world with lots of dickheads. But you are the winner today.
Wonderful. What do you got for us, mate?
A grandmother is suing Jetstar for serving her 12-year-old grandson a double gin on a flight to Bali.
Wow. Okay, now, before I pass judgment, did he order a double gin? Because international flight, it's like international water as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Anything goes.
No.
No, didn't order it?
Didn't order it.
No.
Jetstar say that it was a mix-up between his and another customer's drink, but old Nan's taken a swig of the drink.
Yeah.
And she said, "Craggy, this tastes like metho. Now, what's the go?"
I am not a gin drinker. I don't like the taste. But you are.
I wouldn't drink like a straight gin. Yeah, I'm not an animal.
That was going to be my question. A double gin, is that the sort of thing that's like, God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll put hair on your chest?
Oh, yeah.
So you don't reckon he's developed a taste for it?
I don't think so.
No.
And I think if like a 12-year-old boy was going to be pumped about having his first taste of alcohol, I don't think it would be gin.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about gin because like, yeah, I'm a grown adult and like, whatever, wine's going. Like, do you feel like a wine? Yeah. What's open? That's usually my question. I don't really lose that much sleep. Gin, I just cannot do.
Well, the 12-year-old boy apparently suffered somewhat of an allergic reaction to it where he was, like, sneezing and violently, sneezing for 5 hours.
Well, sounds like he's a little bit weak.
I mean...
I know he's 12, but come on, mate.
Can you have an allergic reaction to gin?
Well, I honestly don't know, but I know it. It's a tough one. Well, it's not. It's open shut because he's 12 years old. He should have been served any form of gin, let alone a double. It's just unfortunate that he got a crap one. Double. Maybe if he got a bourbon and coke, he might have been like, this is all right.
I wish I was mistakenly given a double on a flight.
International flights, they'll serve you pretty much whatever you want, Amber.
It's been a long time since I've been on an international flight.
They really do treat it like it is international waters, anything goes. I'm like, can I get one of them and one for the wife, please? She's asleep. Yeah, she'll want it when she wakes up. Oh, she didn't wake up. I'll drink hers.
So anyway, Jetstar getting sued.
Yeah, I think they're going to be in a bit of strife just quite the old Jetstar.
Can't give 12-year-olds gins.
No, that is a great rule for everyone, not just for airlines.
Save the gin for the grown-ups.
Yes.
It's ours. Yes. Billows, I want to do 13, 12, 16. When did you realise you were getting old?
Oh, God. How much time you got? this is my life.
I tried to send a picture message, a photographic text.
An MMS?
An NMMS.
How? I can't even remember the last time I would have sent them. There's just so many better ways to send a picture to someone.
Yeah, all right, mate. It didn't send.
Did you have ask someone younger for help? Rez!
Yeah.
Can't send a picture message.
Maybe I did. And I sent the same picture 3 times and none of them worked.
Oh,
and I
God.
Don't know what happened. And I just felt like my mum. I felt stranded on a desert island all alone. And I was like, why would this picture send?
Look, I want to make a bit of funnier, but I'm feeling older than I really am very regularly. Just started playing basketball and I had a month off, obviously, because I was...
You're playing tonight?
Yes, I am playing tonight.
Oh.
But I had, like, the honeymoon and the wedding, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Played the first game back last week.
Mm.
Oh, fitness is back to zero.
Fell apart, mate.
Oh, fell apart. And for the next 3 days, like, you have a running hangover.
That'll get better, though.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. But still, it dawned on me that when I was at the peak of my fitness and skill, I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Amber, I turned 34 in July. That is over half my life ago. And I'm still trying to do the same thing.
Yep.
Doesn't work that way. Made me feel very old.
13, 12, 16. When did you realise? What was that defining moment in your life where you're like, damn, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I can't send pictures.
I'm scared to play video games online.
Why?
Because everyone's too good and people are mean and racist and talk about my mum. I just want to play the missions against the Xbox and I don't want anyone interrupting me from the big bad internet. Just leave me be.
The internet's scary.
It
again,
is.
When did you realise you were getting old? But the internet started being really scary.
You think the internet's scary? You should be on Xbox Live. It's the Wild West. It's terrifying. 13, 12, 16. When did you realise you were getting old? We're talking about when you realised you were getting old because Amber had a bit of a technology fail, didn't you, buddy?
Yep.
It was hard.
I still don't know what happened. It's like the same way I'd usually send a picture message, an MMS.
I'm still worried about you sending picture messages. There's just such better ways to...
I was just chatting with a friend and they wanted to see the studio. So I sent him a picture of the studio, but it didn't work.
Didn't want a Facebook message or anything like that?
No. Don't have him on Facebook.
Righto.
I don't know. 13, 12, 16, though. When did you realise that you were getting old? Because that felt like an old person moment
yeah,
for me.
No, it really was.
I was like, did you get my picture? They're like, no, I didn't. So I sent it again. Did you get it this time? No.
So then she called Telstra and wrote a letter to the editor.
Amazing. 13, 12, 16. Tara, when did you realise you were getting old, love?
When I start going to bed at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Yeah, that's getting older.
Weekends are all about recharging the batteries. I completely understand wanting to go to bed at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night.
But I think I think it's also because if you go to bed early, you know you're getting old when you want to go out and do stuff on a Sunday?
Yes.
There is something really sweet about waking up without a hangover on a Sunday, which I don't think I remember too much of when I was younger.
Exactly.
And these days, it's like, yeah, I'm going to seize the day.
Early to bed, early to rise.
And by seize the day, I of course mean stay on the couch, watch TV, but I'm going to do it sober.
Yep.
Thanks so much for your call, Tara.
No worries.
Keep them coming through, 13, 12, 16. When did you realise you were getting old?
Yeah, happens to the best of us. Mm. I dressed, like, really... much younger than I should, like band t-shirts and cartoon t-shirts, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, there'll be a very young child wearing the same t-shirt as me. That should make me feel younger. It doesn't. Makes me feel much, much older. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, there's a kid in a Ninja Turtles t-shirt. Carly, it happened again.
We should give you a makeover.
Nah.
Oh.
As if either of us can afford it.
True.
13, 12, 16, when you realise you're getting old. Naughty or sporty at 6:40. Cha!
Oh, that was lazy, wasn't it? It was lazy one.
Jeez, I'm going to start throwing these to you. You're going to keep ridiculing them.
Today.
You know, we could just get an opener made.
Yeah. It's more fun this way.
Yeah, it's more fun. I like making fun of you.
I like judging you. It makes me feel like a judge on The Voice.
Yeah, well.
No one's given me the call up to do that job yet.
If you're on The Voice, I hope you're putting more thought into your performance than I am.
No, because I'm the judge. On The Voice. Yes. You're The Voice.
That's right.
But I judge.
Get to the story.
Okay. My God. Hang on to your knickers, everyone. It's a sporty.
What?
I know.
My goodness. What a day.
So apparently there was a big blue at Etihad Stadium over the weekend at the football.
Yeah, a few fans got a bit unruly.
Antisocial behaviour. I saw on my Facebook someone was blaming Collingwood. I don't know what game it was at because I don't follow football, but...
I'm not sure what game it was at either, to be honest, but you can't blame a team. You can blame the fans.
No, yes. Oh, yeah. Scallywags. So the
Skelly
Victoria
words.
Police are going to be boosting the numbers at sporting events.
Yep.
So the presence of police officers will be bigger.
Yep.
And they're not taking no crap from no one.
I honestly believe that this problem is, it's not a football problem, it's an alcohol at football problem.
I have to agree. The guy that was charged on the weekend was also in possession of cocaine.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wow.
Well, it could be a cocaine problem as well.
Yeah, but alcohol does fuel, we see it all the time, not even just at sporting events, on the streets after nightclubs close and things like that.
And I can hear you right now, it's like, I can go to the footy and I can enjoy alcohol and I'm exactly the same. I love going to, any time I get to go to an AFL game, I will have
a couple of beers.
Probably a beer a quarter at least, but I'm not that sort of person who gets into fights. You've all got that mate who always goes, I don't know what it is. Every time I go out, I just seem to end up in fights. They just seem to find me. They don't. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
You plus alcohol is what ends up in fights.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just shouldn't drink, Amber.
Mm-hmm. So now that the police are bumping up their presence at footy games, anyone found to be drunk, assaulting anyone or engaging will be arrested.
Yeah. And if you're worried, and you shouldn't be worried if it's you, if you can handle it, I would happily go to the footy this week and happily have my one beer every quarter.
Mm.
And I know I'm not going to get arrested because I know I'm not going to get in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are worried, then maybe you should stay home.
That's right. Mm. Don't drink so much. Billows.
Yep.
Tell my friends what you did on the weekend.
I worked on Saturday
Get
morning.
Get to the point, the bit you know that I want you to say.
I went to a first birthday party.
There you go.
Locally.
Fun.
Great fun.
What did
Great
you take?
I took my usual pleasant self. I took...
He's buttering you up, Sunraysia.
I took The Life of the Party. Mm-hmm. I took three beers.
Three beers?
Three beers.
What didn't you take?
Well, geez, that list is, like, infinite, Amber. All there's right. Heaps of stuff I didn't take.
Billows went to a first birthday party and didn't take a present for the birthday boy.
Look, in my defence...
Nah.
He's one.
So?
He doesn't know I didn't bring him anything.
You would be ropeable when your future children don't get presents from guests at their own birthday party.
Look, we didn't find out about it until quite late in the week. And by that point, I had got a bit busy. And also, I feel this was Carly's time to shine.
You had time to go to the Bottle-O to pick up your dad beers, your middies, and you didn't have time to go to the shops to get a birthday present for the child.
If it was appropriate for me to take a one-year-old a bottle of Captain Morgan, then I would have done that, Amber. But there was nothing at the bottle shop that I could take a one-year-old. No. You can see the pickle I'm in.
No, I can't. At all. It's so easy. Like, you could have just got him, like, a stuffed toy. Anything. Like, literally any sort of toy. Costed
again,
$10 at Kmart. They're
I feel
best.
This is, like, are you going to give Carly this sort of treatment when you see her next?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Brave, because I can get her on the phone, and you can give her an earful if you like. We're going to get him something.
Why didn't you do it at the party?
Because I had to work on Saturday morning, and I went straight from there to the party via the bottle shop.
Exactly.
Talking about when you realised you were getting old, because it happens to the best of us. My back started getting... I used to have back problems when I was like 19. Mm. Like, this seems too young for this.
Yes.
It actually turned out I just had a really bad mattress and a really bad office chair.
Get into Bevmark's.
I did both those things. I got a new mattress and I got a new office chair. Back fixed itself.
Great.
Fantastic.
Fancy that. 13, 12, 16. When did you realise you were getting old, Elliot?
I used to hate it when my mum dragged me to Kmart when I was a kid. But now, whenever I go, like, I always come home with some dumb pot plant that I didn't need, or I can't believe the level of excitement I get going there.
Totally. I understand, man. Like, I don't even go to Kmart with a plan anymore. I'll go there just to see what they've got and come home with heaps of stuff.
Kill some time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most dangerous type of Kmarting, though. That's why I spend, like, $300 somehow. You
exactly.
buy half the store with that, too.
Back in the day, I swear they had sort of, like, off-brand products, but now you go there and they've got, like, band T-shirts and all sorts of stuff, and it's cheap. This sounds like an ad for Kmart, but it's good.
Yeah. It is good. And also, you know you're getting old when you can talk about how good Kmart is for a whole minute.
Oh, great. I could go on.
Well, let's stop then. Elliot, thank you so much for your call, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Keep them coming through. 13, 12, 16. When did you realise you were getting old? What was that moment, that defining fork in the road?
Loving your call, Sunrise. Keep going through. 13, 12, 16. When did you realise you were getting old?
You're probably gonna hate this. You're not gonna like it. You're a grumpy old man who doesn't understand. You'll hate this. How good are hot dogs?
Oh, I love hot dogs.
So good.
We have a tradition in our house, Hot Dog Mondays. We've done it three times in the last 3 years.
Oh, good tradition.
Good tradition.
Wow. Well, maybe next time on your Hot Dog Monday, you could do carrot dogs.
That's not a thing.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is. It is for vegans. Instead of chowing down on a who knows what's in it hot dog, you can have a carrot dog. Yay!
Vegans here to ruin everything again. Look, vegans, if you aren't game enough to have the hog's anus and whatever else is in a hot dog, then you don't get to do it. What is it? Is it just a carrot?
So they'll steam a carrot, like a whole carrot.
Okay.
And then while it's, like, soft, chuck it on the grill, get some char on it, and then stick it in a bun.
Nah. Sorry, and vegans, you don't get to do that.
Yes,
you stand at a barbecue, awkwardly eating a carrot, explaining to everyone, oh, no, I don't believe in eating meat.
Well, it's soft. And
no, I'm telling them what they have to do. They don't even get to soften it. They have to eat it like a freaking rabbit.
Raw carrots are the best. But
not at a barbecue.
Yeah, but if you're a vegan, there has to be options for you. You can't just not eat.
Yeah,
you don't have to eat it because you're not a vegan.
Yeah, but if they come to my barbecue, they can you make sure a portion of the barbecue doesn't have any meat on it? I'm a vegan. I'm not sure if I've mentioned that since I've got here 29 times. Get out of me barbecue!
Do you actually have any vegan friends?
Not really. If I do, I've fed a meat 100 times without even knowing it.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.